back to you. Hi. How are you? Glad to see you. We got Congressman Hecklin and Heckler. We got Congressman Heckler, Congressman Griffin. Well, over here. Ken, come over here. Boys and girls, we're glad to see you here. And I must say, I don't think that there's any group of high school students who've been more welcome in Washington and welcome here at the White House. Is Duane Richardson, I understood that this young man may have come with you. Duane, glad to see you. Well, we want to say that we're particularly glad to welcome you for, I think, the reasons that you know. The fact that this high school class spent several years in building up a $700 fund to get them here to Washington, and then to help a classmate gave up their trip, makes it really, in a sense, unnecessary for you to have come to Washington, because all the things that we hope you might learn, all the lessons that a trip to this capital, this very old house, might have taught you, I think you learned in your own hometown and your own school. But nevertheless, I'm glad you came anyway. And I do think that it demonstrates that on occasions, and more occasions perhaps than we think, acts of generosity and consideration bring back returns many more times. So that you are very much honored guests here. This house belongs to all of you. You can't possibly move through Washington without getting a greater sense of devotion to your country. This house, which is, I think, a symbol of all that's best about our country. That magnolia tree, which was planted by Andrew Jackson. That building over there, which was, you can see through the treasury, which they couldn't decide where it should be. And one day when Jackson was out walking, he put his cane down, said, this is where we're going to build the treasury. Washington's full of these very close contacts with the past. And all the people that you've read about in your history books, Lincoln and the Adams and Monroe and Wilson and Roosevelt and Eisenhower, Truman and all the others, all lived here and all participated in making this country greater. So we're very glad to have you. And I hope that this will only be the first of many trips, that some of you will come and work in Washington. Others will think of how you can serve your own hometown and your state. Others will think of going abroad and serving our country. So we're glad to have the best resource this country has, all of you, and we're particularly glad to have had a chance to welcome you here. I first heard about this when Senator Hart made a speech on the floor of the Senate. Ken Heckler, who doesn't even come from Michigan, nor do I, he said that how important this effort was. Congressman Griffin, who you all know, all of them, all of the Congress, all of the government, all of the country welcome you here to Washington. I'm very glad to see you.